This is Ben Habib for Our Voice, Politics or Brugadonga. We're joined now on the Electorate of Indi Candidates Forum by Democrats candidate Mark Carey. I caught up with Mark earlier at the La Trobe University or Brugadonga campus. Hey Mark Carey, welcome to the Indi Candidates Forum.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Great. We'll start off by talking about issues close to home. So, to begin, what are the strengths that you could bring to Parliament as a newly elected member for Indi?
Well, firstly, it would be a great honour and privilege to be elected as the member for Indi. My strengths as a member of Parliament would be my ability to listen to the community, consult with community members and act on their concerns in line with the principles of the Australian Democrats, which is social justice, economic and environmental sustainability. I'm also a local boy. I've lived in the electorate for all my life, 27 years, and I know the electorate and I think I know its people.
Mm-hmm. Great. So in your opinion, and based on that knowledge, what are the most pressing problems faced by communities in Indi? And as a local member, how would you work to address these problems?
Well, as I've been travelling through the electorate, and people have raised education, water issues, health, job creation as issues that are important to them. And on the water issue, the Murray-Darling Basin Authority is about to release its plan after the election. Mm-hmm. And what's really important that we get a fair balance, a balance between the farmers, communities and the environment. On education, we would like to see universal free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds and increase income support for university students, including Austudy Youth Allowance to the Henderson Poverty Line. On the health issue, we'd particularly like to see increase in mental health funding, increases in Indigenous health funding, and also boost home and community care by 20% to support older Australians in their homes.
Okay, you work at La Trobe University, so you should have a pretty good angle on this one. So what are your concerns and visions for the young people of Indi?
Young people make up a really important component of Indi, and I'd like to see them stay in Indi by increasing job opportunities, education opportunities, and also training to increase their skills. And this means they don't have to move away to get an education or to get training or jobs, and they can stay in their local community and contribute to that.
Regional and rural communities often come off second best when it comes to service provision, so that's no surprise to you. Why does this continue to be the case, in your opinion, and how do communities in Indi fit with the Democrats' vision for rural Australia?
Well, what we don't want to see is a two-track economy where the big cities are doing well but the regional areas are left behind. The Australian Democrats support investment in regional health, regional education infrastructure, community services, aged care and youth employment to attract and retain workers and their families. We also support a significant increase in infrastructure, particularly the rail services to regional areas.
Mm, yes, that would be handy, wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. A train to Melbourne on time.
Yes. Okay, now on about your party. The Democrats used to be a powerful alternative force in Australian politics until that decision taken by the party to support the GST in 1998. And the party's been declining ever since. What's the party doing differently now to restore the confidence of its former support base and the wider electorate?
Well, firstly, I've got to disagree with that comment because actually our national vote went up in the 2001 election. I think other factors may have contributed to the fall in the national vote. And while it is true that we don't have any federal representatives at the moment, it's given us an opportunity to review the party, review the party structure, party policy, and also engage with the membership. As a result, party membership is strong and growing. We've reformed the Tasmanian division, and at this upcoming election, we will likely have senators for each state and the ACT, which isn't a bad result considering the media had declared us dead. The Australian Democrats are more than ready to again provide a progressive voice in the federal parliament, a voice that has been loud and strong for the last 30 years.
All right, let's move on to the state of politics in Australia now. Mainstream political debate in this country has come to be dominated by personality politics, by image branding, by short sound bites and really inane PR slogans. Like the ALP's moving forward mantra that we're hearing ad nauseum at the moment, and the Coalition's immature, great big new tax line, which we've heard a lot through the course of the year. But in your opinion, given that this is pretty common across the political spectrum to engage in this kind of dialogue, why is it necessary?
Well, I think all parties do have slogans or brands, and I think if you ask anyone in the street what the Australian Democrats' slogan is, it would be keeping the bastards honest. And that was a phrase first used in the 1980s, and people still associate it with the Australian Democrats today. That's almost 30 years. I can't even remember the slogans used by the main parties at the last election. I think that says a lot. Is it necessary? Well, I think they create debate, but as long as the debate moves on from slogans and mantras to actual real policies and what parties really stand up for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So following on from that, is it possible that this superficial style of politics, if it doesn't translate into actual real policy debate, can that turn people off the major parties and drive support for alternative political candidates like yourself?
Well, I think many people are turned off by the two main parties because they're so similar in many ways. And they want to change. I think their policies are their problem, and their lack of action, for example, on climate change. The Australian Democrats have had over 30 years of federal parliamentary experience, and we offer an excellent alternative.
All right, and you just mentioned climate change, so let's talk about that in a bit more detail now. You're a trained scientist with strong publication record and loads of field experience. How do you judge the state of the climate change debate in Australian politics now relative to the latest scientific evidence on the climate change threat?
Well, the time for debate is over. It's time for action. Since the 1980s, the Democrats have called for reductions in greenhouse gas emissions and a halt to climate change. I believe that climate change is a result of human activity. The evidence is quite clear. And we need to move on from debate to action. Action on climate change is essential. The Australian Democrats have been calling for action for over 20 years.
Okay, the performance of both Labor and the Coalition with regard to climate policy has been fairly lacklustre to date for a number of reasons. What position will the Australian Democrats' elected representatives take on climate policy in the new parliament, if elected?
The community wants action. I've engaged with lots of people, and they want action on climate change. And the Australian Democrats have a plan for this change. We would like to set greenhouse reduction targets of 30% of 1990 levels by 2020, and between 60 and 90% by 2050. The Australian Democrats support a carbon emissions trading scheme, and we would boost the mandatory renewable energy target by 25% by 2020 and 50% by 2030. We would like to set 10-star minimum energy performance standards by 2020 for all buildings, and we would reward agricultural practices that increase carbon in soils.
Okay, are you advocating attracting renewable energy projects to Indi?
I'm a big supporter of the renewable energy sector. I would love to see rooftops across Indi covered in solar and hot water panels. The Australian Democrats would like to see an expansion of the solar and hot water rebate scheme. And I would support any renewable energy project in this region. I think the Solar Cities program is really interesting, and these innovative ideas is what's required to reduce our dependence on coal.
Now, this is a question that I've posed to all the candidates, and I think it's an important one, and it's something that needs to enter the political debate across the spectrum. So here we go. To grow the economy necessarily entails increasing resource consumption and greenhouse gas pollution. So do you think, given that we live on a finite planet, that perpetual economic growth is possible?
We do live on a finite planet, a planet that deserves our respect. The core objectives of the Democrats is economic and environmental sustainability. We would not support anything that goes against our core beliefs. Although we do believe in a strong economy and environmental sustainability, we will be making further announcements throughout the election campaign.
Okay, stay tuned, voters. Yes. All right, let's talk about the economy now. What's your vision and that of your party for regenerating the economic vitality of communities within the electorate of Indi?
The Democrats see thriving rural and regional communities as critical to Australia's future. And as I've already discussed, the Australian Democrats have a great plan for regional development and support a range of initiatives to improve prospects in regional Australia. For example, increasing funding in infrastructure with an emphasis on transport, communications, water and education to improve productivity for regional businesses.
All right, now for a question on global issues that impact on Australia. And this has to do with debt. So the global financial crisis, which has evolved now into the sovereign debt crisis in Europe and possibly elsewhere, at the heart of these crises is debt. What's your opinion on A, Australia's levels of government debt, and B, on the high levels of private debt that households and individuals have assumed?
Well, I would be encouraging both government and individuals to reduce debt as quickly as they reasonably can. Personal debt is a difficult issue for everyone, including myself. But I'd like to see a savings culture in Australia so we can grow a sustainable economy.
Now, we'll finish off talking about asylum seekers and the boat people issue. The concerns about boat people and border security do seem to get traction among some quarters of the community, of communities in this electorate. In your opinion, why are people in Indi concerned?
There are concerns about refugees and asylum seekers and border security in this electorate, and it is an important debate. The Australian Democrats believe the debate of asylum seekers and refugees is a humanitarian issue, not a security issue. Unfortunately, I think the debate has been dumbed down into a fear campaign, and I think that's unreasonable. The Australian Democrats opposed mandatory detention. We always have and always will. And we oppose Howard's specific solution. Refugees need to be treated with compassion, and Australia needs to abide by its international obligations.
Mm-hmm. So how do we have a mature discussion about asylum seekers, about population, about border security, about all these interrelated issues in a way that doesn't give oxygen to the worst prejudices that some people in our community have?
Well, I think we need to have some honesty and integrity back into the debate and none of the spin. For over 30 years, the Australian Democrats have advocated compassion for refugees, and the Australian Democrats have always opposed mandatory detention and the Pacific solution. And we'll continue to fight to end detention and other refugee policies that are an abuse of human rights. But also the human and financial cost is unacceptable. The total cost of the Pacific solution since inception from 2001 to 2005 has been $218 million. And that's not including the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent and wasted on building detention centres in the past decade.
Yeah. Now, race issues were integral to the development of Australia's federation and really were integral to the formation of the White Australia policy. Now, obviously, much has changed since 1901 and also since the 1970s when White Australia was dropped. However, race and ethnicity continue to rear their head from time to time in Australia's political discourse. Do you think that Australian society has properly dealt with the issue of race?
Well, I think it wasn't a historic day when Kevin Rudd apologised to the Stolen Generations, but it wasn't new for the Democrats because we were the first party to apologise in the Parliament. I don't think the vast majority of Australians are racist, but unfortunately there are a few individuals that get some airplay in the media and aren't as tolerant and respectful as others. The Australian Democrats condemn any marginalisation of any group, whether it be based on gender, sexuality or race.
Okay, finally, Mark, what message would you like to leave with the voters of Indi?
I'd like to finish by saying the Australian Democrats have a fantastic vision for Australia. Rumours of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. We are not handcuffed to the union movement or big business or the green movement, and we aim to represent all Australians. And we do this by having fair and equitable policies in line with our core principles. And it's my personal philosophy, which is consistent with these beliefs, and I'll be working very hard for a better outcome for everyone in Indi.
Mark Kerry, thanks for joining us on the Indi Candidates Forum.
Thanks, Ben.